Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Large seismic lines are bad news for caribou in northern Alberta. That's because wolves and other predators use the seismic lines, and that increases chance encounters with caribou. But what if you could close those predator highways by planting trees on the seismic lines? As Scott Wilson explains, that's exactly what industry tested in a pilot project at Elgar, south of Fort McMurray. Scott Wilson is a resource analyst with Silvacom.
Elgar itself falls in a very lowland area, a very boggy area, so getting machinery in there to plant trees was a little bit tougher, so they would wait until the ground was frozen, be able to get machines in there, and they were able to do some mounding, actually digging up small trenches, creating mounds, so that we'd be able to plant some trees in the mineral soils, and that would give those trees a little bit of advantage and be able to establish where on these lines nothing's been established in over 20 years, and also allows access to some other seeds like willows and different kinds of poplar to access the mineral soils.
According to Scott Wilson, the Elgar project also tracks carbon sequestration from the planting of over 160,000 trees. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.